Joining me now in the studio is New Jersey Public Radio Managing Editor Nancy Solomon, who asked Governor Christie about Bob's report. Nancy, the governor still says he doesn't know anything about this group.
That's right. He was holding a press conference to sign a bill on teacher tenure reform. And let me just say for a moment, teacher tenure reform is one of the issues that these ads highlight. But when I asked him about the advertisements, listen carefully to what he said.
Listen, I don't have anything to do with the Committee for Our Children's Future. They're a group of great Americans who want to support someone who has great ideas. That's good for them. And as long as they're complying with the law, I think that's what they should do.
So let's pick that apart. He says he doesn't, quote, have anything to do with the committee. That's not that he doesn't know who they are. But I asked the governor whether the secrecy of this group, which is running what amounts to a campaign for him, contradicts his stance on transparency and openness in government. He didn't address that question. And so then I asked him whether he thought the people of New Jersey want to know who's funding these ads. And I added, I want to know. And he said, I'm sure you do. And that's all I got from him.
Is Christie right that this advertising campaign complies with the law?
Nonprofit advocacy groups can run issue ads, but these ads veer into supporting one person, Governor Christie, rather than an issue. So, and another question is whether he has any contact with this group, because he's legally not supposed to have any contact with them, and that's one of the interesting details in Bob Henley's report. The fellow who's the contact for this group lives 4 miles from the governor's home. His son was an intern for Christie. And given that Christie's ties in this area of Morris County run so deep, it's hard to imagine that he doesn't have contact with this fellow.
Maybe we will be learning more about the Committee for Our Children's Future in the future. Nancy Solomon with New Jersey Public Radio, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
WNYC's Colby Hamilton contributed to our reporting. You can see the ads on our political website, itsafreecountry.org. This is WNYC.